Welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. This is Mike Effner visiting now with Norwalk Girls Track and Field Coach Charity Campbell as we preview the 2025 season. Hard to believe it's almost April already, but here we go. What's the overview of your team so far this year? How many athletes do you have out? And will it be a young team, experienced team, or somewhere in between?
So we're going to probably settle between 60 and 65 athletes for the season. Which is up a little bit for us, so that's pretty exciting. Most of our team, I would say, would be freshmen and sophomores, so we're going to be pretty young. We do have some pretty strong leaders from our juniors and senior class, just not as big a classes as maybe our freshmen and sophomore classes. So we're excited to see what the young athletes can do for us and then look to leadership from our older juniors and seniors this season.
How have the early season practices been going? You know, I know you're fighting some up and downs with the weather, but have you gotten some good practices in?
We have gotten some good practices in. It has some ups and downs with blizzards on Wednesdays. We've had a couple school cancellations, and then our girls being in the state basketball tournament kind of threw a little wrench into it, but that's pretty exciting for us. So it's been an interesting preseason, but I think we've gotten some good practices in. We took a few up to Iowa State to the state indoor meet and just got a little bit of a preview of where we're at with our sprinters and hurdlers. So we got to see a little bit where they're at and who's ready to go. And then this spring break, we've gotten three good practices in with about half the team. So it's been a good preseason. I'm excited to get on the track and see what we have when we put it all together.
Yeah, you mentioned the state meet up there at Ames. What were some of the highlights for you up there?
I think our biggest highlight was our shuttle hurdle, placed seventh. So we're returning our four members of the shuttle hurdle team from last season that made it to state. Three of them competed in that meet, and then we had asked a sophomore to step into an open spot for the weekend. So she did a great job, and they placed seventh. So we were pretty excited about that.
And last year you did qualify six events for state, including four relays, that shuttle being in there. What were some of your best memories from last season and how they ended up finishing out the year?
We had, you know, pretty strong sprint group last year that most of them were seniors. They've all graduated now. Nia Holbert's the only returning. So it was fun to watch them to finish their career out competing at state. And then, as I said, our shuttle hurdle made it to state, and it's really exciting that they're all returning again this year with a lot of experience on the team. So that's pretty fun to have too. So it was a fun finish for last year, and we're excited for what we have this year coming back from that group, and then our younger athletes that have grown, and we're looking to step into some roles for us.
And they're two separate sports, but they're also somewhat intertwined, cross country and track. The cross country girls had a really good season last year getting to the state meet. Do you look for some carryover from that? So take some momentum from what those girls accomplished and take it out into the distance events this year?
Yes, we are pretty excited about that freshman group that helped cross country have a very successful season, and looking at all of DeRocher making it to state and doing really well for the season, and Grace Wetzler and Chloe Scandrett added on. So we're looking at having some depth in our distances this year and seeing what they can do. They're pretty excited about running 800s for us this year. So I think they'll be definitely a huge benefit to add on to what we've had from the past.
And as you look at the team overall right now, what do you feel like are some of the overall characteristics of the team that gives you a lot of hope?
You know, the shuttle hurdle bringing everybody back, and we have some strong hurdlers behind them. So we are looking for their leadership. And then, you know, we had several seniors last year graduate out the sprint corps, but we've also had some sprinters growing behind them in Lily Kingsley and Ava Norum. We're looking to for them to step into some of those roles this year and help us out. But I think there are some freshmen that'll be able to help us span the sprints. And then, as you said, those distance runners that helped grow the cross country team this season, we look to be able to use them in many different facets as well. So as I look at this team, I feel it's maybe our most balanced team that we've had for a while. We've got some depth and some success. And some girls that are hungry to do well.
And as you look ahead to some of these outdoor meets, when you really load up the events you want to load up, what do you feel like will be some of those strongest events overall?
You know, I'm still kind of figuring that out. I think our 4x8 will be pretty strong this year. We have a freshman, Ellie Hatlevig, that's looking to be pretty strong in the high jump and maybe the long jump. So we're excited for that. And our hurdlers are strong. We're looking for them to get even stronger. And then our sprints to just grow. Like, where are our good races going to be? So we're just going to try and figure that out in our first couple meets. Like, what do we have and where can we put them together to make those as strong as we can?
And health, always so important to a track season. How are you right now, health-wise, going into the outdoor opener on Tuesday?
Well, we got to get everyone back from spring break. But going into spring break, we were pretty healthy. And with the team that we have currently, you know, I like to see where we're at. We don't have too many serious injuries. And I think we're going to go into the season pretty strong. So it'll be maintaining that throughout the season then and keeping everyone healthy as young as we are, just making sure we're taking care of anything that comes up.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk girls track and field coach Charity Campbell, previewing the upcoming season. How does your schedule stack up this year? What new meets maybe might you be going to, and what meets are you looking forward to the most?
Well, it's one of those crazy rollback years, so the schedule changed a little bit. One we're looking forward to is in 2 weeks we're going to Simpson and getting all the Warren County teams together, having some Warren County relays. So it'll be a good competitive meet to have and see who stands out in the county with Indianola and Carlisle, and then Marsdale St. Mary's and Southeast Warren are going to come too. So kind of excited about that meet. We ended up having to move our home invite from the beginning of May to the week of Drake Relay. So it'll be nice to have a home meet right there at Drake Relay time. And that's going to be right now just a triangular with Waukee and Indianola. And as teams start needing more events on their calendar, we may add more, but it'll be fun to have that meet earlier in the season instead of late in the season. So we're kind of excited about that one too.
And then as you look at the season, what are some of the goals and expectations for this team? I know they'll probably change from now until when you get into May and are getting ready for state, but just how competitive do you want to be at like the conference meet and possibly getting some events qualified for Drake and then getting as many things to state as possible?
Yeah, we're looking to grow a lot as the season progresses. We have lots of young athletes, so we're gonna push them to grow. But, you know, we always have a goal of being the top three in the conference, which isn't easy in our conference for track. So that's definitely a goal. And then we always want to get as many athletes to state as we can. That state week is pretty fun, and we want as many athletes as we can to experience that week. So we'll push for as much as we can get.
And again, that season opener at Simpson College on Tuesday night. How excited are you and the girls for that one?
I think we're all real excited to get started. We've had some up and down practices, but they get tired with running with each other. They want to actually see where their progress is and how well they're doing in their training. So we're excited to get everyone involved in that meet. Having two relay entries is kind of nice. We can get lots of girls involved. So we're pretty excited to get the season started. And looks like the weather is going to be pretty decent, so it'll be a good night to run.
That's our preview of the Norwalk girls track and field season with head coach Charity Campbell. Thanks for your time. Anything else to add about the team?
No, we're pretty excited to get this season started.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.